Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Molly Ann Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We have a Super Bowl. We have contact. We have liftoff. We have a game. It's going to take 2 weeks.
Morning, Molly. Yeah.
Get ready for the hype,
Monday,
Mr. David.
We can already look ahead. 2 weeks of hype. It will be 2 weeks of familiar hype because this matchup just happened, it seemed. Not that long ago, both teams back, the Eagles and the Chiefs, doing what they needed to do in championship victories on Sunday. Yeah. Good day of football.
Not really a coincidence.
No. First game was a little bit dull because of lack of drama. Second game, I think, lived up to the hype because of the way that it came down to the final possession. So
let me just stop here for a second. So you had a team score of 55 points, the most points since the merger in 1970, and it was boring?
I don't think I said boring. I think it said it lacked drama.
Okay,
so it wasn't close, and the lack of a close game may have bored some people. I think that when you look at the Eagles, you appreciate the way that they're winning this season and the way that they traditionally have won. That's the best offensive line in football,
right?
And that running back is as exciting of a player as there is in the game.
Wow.
And Saquon Barkley just did it again.
I wonder how you get a guy like that.
Well, you pay him.
Oh, wait a minute.
You make him an offer to come to Walter Payton City and to emulate sweetness, and you pay him more than anybody. I guess that was the old Bears. They didn't get it done. Maybe if this were the offseason that he were available, they would get it done because they're doing things, big things at Allis Hall. But Saquon Barkley was there for anyone's taking, and the Eagles seized the opportunity. And they're going to the Super Bowl. And I think that you've got to like their chances to win it. I know it's early. We'll talk about it for 2 weeks. But when you see the way that they can control the line of scrimmage, that's how you win football games.
Pretty wild to see Saquon Barkley in the pregame. He's got a knee brace on. He takes it off before the game because he says he doesn't need it. That was kind of wild to see the difference in how his leg looked with the brace on and with the no brace. I don't think he needed it, David. He looked like he didn't need anything.
Barkley?
No.
You mean Jalen Hurts?
I'm saying Hurts.
Yes,
yeah,
Jalen Hurts definitely.
I thought he'd be worse.
That was the drama, I think.
Right.
That was the dramatic moment. It's almost as if once he freed himself from that,
It was like watching Forrest Gump run.
It freed him mentally and physically, yeah. And then he managed that game. He was difficult to stop, and he was the old version of Jalen Hurts. He hasn't had the greatest of seasons.
No,
but. And I think that yesterday when it mattered most, he came through in the clutch. And what do we always say about Jalen Hurts? He's a winner.
And that's what I think Nick Sirianni said in the post game. He wins.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, okay. He said he wins.
Is that the translator?
I don't know. That guy.
That guy's the luckiest coach in the NFL.
How that guy is there.
I want to give him respect. You're going to have to help me over the next 2 weeks to forge a little bit more respect than I currently have for Nick Sirianni. I think you do have to look at what he's been able to accomplish since he took over the job, and he overcame the first disastrous press conference.
It was awful.
That roster, though, is what it's all about.
Yeah, they got a really nice defensive tackle. I don't know if you ever looked for a player like that anywhere. Yeah. If you could find a guy like that somewhere. Holy God.
You think of the Bears every time that Jalen Carter wrecks a game plan, don't you?
King Kong. Every time he
nobody can block him.
On a building.
At one point in time, and I remember this stat because I did write, I marked it on my phone. Mm-hmm. The Eagles defense had played 44 snaps. Jalen Carter is a big man, and he's a defensive tackle. He had played 40 of those 44 snaps. That's not a rotation.
No.
That's not a...
No, they abandoned the rotation when they got into the playoffs, I think.
And look, that was against an offensive line with the Commanders, very good, and was a very big reason why they were where they were.
And a lot of people complained about it. A lot of people that I know were not happy to see the Kansas City Chiefs get to yet another Super Bowl attempt now to win three in a row. And guess what? They got a better chance than any team ever.
And I think you can never discount them and rule them out. And I don't know that you could – I don't look at that game, and I know this is seems like the minority based on what we see on social media, because there's been a loud reaction to the refereeing and the officiating in that game.
Again,
I don't understand – that necessarily. I get what plays they're talking about, the spots and where the ball was and everything that you want to point to as a reason why they were able to beat the Bills or the Bills were not able to continue drives or whatever the case may be. I don't look at this as a game where the officiating had the ultimate say. Dalton Kincaid catches that pass and they may have still been playing well into the night. You don't know how long that game would have gone. You don't know what would happen next. The Bills had an opportunity, even after these calls. And I don't know. They went into the game, and there was so much noise about Patrick Mahomes and flopping and the stats about roughing the passer penalties versus the Chiefs and against the Chiefs. It just seemed like a bit much. They're not in the Super Bowl with a chance to make history because the officials escorted them all the way.
Right.
I don't think so.
No, I don't believe that either. But a lot of people feel that way. And, here's the thing. Okay, so there was like a really close Josh Allen. Did he get there? Did he not? It was really close.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no evidence to overturn the call they went with, which at first one official said he made it, and then the other guy was on the line. No, he didn't.
And they were on opposite sides of the line.
Yes.
And you could break down the film, and you could actually look at it and talk yourself into saying, well, that was a bad spot. I think it screams for some type of technology where the ball has a chip, and they should be able to measure this much better than they do. But that one play, was that the determinant the outcome?
I would say, though, that when you take a risky fourth down, that's the downside. Mm-hmm. The downside is if you're ruled you didn't make it, then you lose the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like I didn't see anything that made me feel like you could overrule what they went with on the field.
I did not either. And we might be, you know— the two guys are – we might be in the minority because there's a lot of reaction.
People, I know.
And I think sports gambling has something to do with how loud the reaction is. And I understand that. It's not the bunch of – I think the Bills Mafia didn't just expand to include two-thirds of America. But it does seem like people are a little tired of the Chiefs getting to the Super Bowl. I don't understand the fatigue over Patrick Mahomes necessarily.
No, I don't either. He's a really good player, man. He's so good.
It's a likable dynasty.
Yeah.
I, I don't know which way I'm going on the game yet. It would be fun to talk about. But I don't look at the Chiefs. You might be tired of seeing them, but they don't annoy me. I don't really see why they would annoy people. It doesn't have the. You look at Andy Reid. He's a pretty humble leader of this group.
Yeah, yeah, he's a very likable guy. I watched the Today Show Friday when I got home. I had it taped, and they were out at all the different cities, and the one from Kansas City, they had this lookalike who was trying to talk, and then he saw a cheeseburger, and then he dove in on the cheeseburger, and I was sitting there, I was kind of laughing at myself, like, that's actually not inaccurate. You know, that is actually a great portrayal and a really funny way of looking at Andy, because he, you know, he likes to eat. What the hell?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cares.
He leans into his characterization as well. He's not bothered by it.
No.
And the greatness of Andy Reid is reflected by the stat going into this game that is just remarkable. He is the winningest coach for both franchises.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
He is the winningest coach for the Eagles, and he is the winningest coach for the Chiefs.
And, you know, Donovan McNabb, Chicago guy, made good. He got to five consecutive NFC championship games when he was in Philly. They went to one Super Bowl and they lost. And Patrick Mahomes is just, he just added an element that the coach didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Donovan McNabb was a great player, and I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying that there is this element to Mahomes that I would not wager against.
Well, there's an element to Mahomes that makes him special.
Yep.
in a way that only a handful of other quarterbacks in NFL history can relate to.
Yeah.
Or compare to. And Donovan McNabb, as great as he was, you still, with the game on the line, with 45 seconds to go or whatever, however much time Patrick Mahomes ever needs, you still would want the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hand. And he's in a position now, as much as the comparisons we'll hear, Tom Brady never won three in a row.
Right.
And
right.
At this stage of Patrick Mahomes' career, if he wins three in a row and has four Super Bowl titles to his credit, and he's looking at another decade in the league, it's remarkable that
Has he turned 30? Because this is his fifth Super Bowl.
I don't believe he's 30 yet.
I mean, he's right on the verge of that, but it's extraordinary the success the guy's had.
It is, and they do it with a variety of... I hesitate to call them weapons because they are weapons, but there's not any real singular focus. You have to stop, and you stop the Chiefs. You know, it's Mahomes. I mean, Kelce is always the guy that you always think
everybody
traditionally
defends.
But he did not have a good game yesterday.
Well, he got tons of attention, and that helped Xavier Worthy have a really good game.
Xavier Worthy came through, but it was his day. Whose day will it be
at the
Super Bowl? You don't know, because they don't really have – maybe it'd be DeAndre Hopkins, because it's a big moment and he'll rise to the occasion. But there is never – and this is on brand for the Chiefs. You'll seldom have they ever had – that dominant Davante Adams type number one wide receiver. Whether Tyreek Hill was for a while.
I was going to say.
But since he left, they got almost better.
Since he left, they keep winning, and he wants out of Miami, apparently.
Maybe he can go back. But you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
They won a Super Bowl. He was there, and he was thought, oh gosh, how are they going to react to this? Oh my gosh, it's the offense. It's the star of the offense, because and Mahomes is always there. And as long as that's the case, he and Kelce will find a way.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's an amazing story, and I don't feel negative about it at all. I think when someone is playing as well in the big moments as he is, talking about Mahomes, I don't know how you complain about it. I guess you feel bad. That is the nature of life, though. There are great sportsmen that never win titles because there is a dominant figure who is winning all the
titles. You're talking about Josh Allen now? Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Allen. I think there are a lot of people that really like Josh Allen.
Oh,
and he's incredibly likable.
You could get an argument about that, because I don't think Josh Allen did anything to diminish his stature, and yet people will say that he's got to win a Super Bowl before they put him in a certain level. I respect that and understand it. But when I look at Josh Allen, I don't see a guy who's
letting his team down.
He's not letting his team down at all.
Right.
He's got 7 playoff victories. Yesterday, he did everything he could.
It's incredible.
And
but it's like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady keeps winning. You know, it's like Michael Jordan keeps winning and lining them all up.
Manning won 2 Super Bowls.
Oh, I know. He eventually won.
It took a while.
Yeah.
I look at it as much as right now, at this stage of his career, he's like the Chicago way of looking at it. He's like Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. Well, that's a good
back in the 90s.
Yeah.
He's Patrick Ewing, and Michael Jordan's in his way historically. And there's other guys like Karl Malone.
Charles Barkley.
Exactly. So
yeah, there's plenty of them from that era.
Josh Allen, you don't feel sorry for him, but you understand he's up against history right now. So I don't know that takes away from who he is or has become as a quarterback, because what more could he have done?
I told you I got a good friend, a dear friend, who can't stop wagering against the Chiefs. And I was pleading with him, do not do it. Like, don't. Just why do it? Why? Like, you're the same thing keeps happening over and over again.
I thought the Bills were going to win that game, though.
I know you did.
I just thought the Bills were going to win that game.
In the game, did you?
No. Before last week, we were talking about it. I think I talked myself into the fact that this was the year that Mahomes and something would run. They'd run into it, because it's inconceivable to try to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. I'm still not sure about the game in a couple weeks, but the Bills with James Cook, I thought, would be able to control the line of scrimmage, much like the Eagles did against the Commanders. But I underestimated the Chiefs' defense. They called a blitz at the exact right time, the right blitz on the fourth down. Josh Allen threw the ball up for grabs. And Dalton Kincaid still could have come up with that, Mully.
Mm-hmm.
That was a catchable pass.
Well, first of all, it's really difficult because how low it was and everything. But he dropped that. That's a drop. That ball went between his arms.
It's not a Mark Andrews level drop.
No.
Where you're sitting in there in the end zone and that's like a highlight and people are like, oh, Jesus.
Good point. Yeah.
But it is a play he should have made.
Well, you got to make that play.
He's a first round draft pick. He's a tight end who's a very good tight end. But
if you're going to win a Super Bowl, if you're going to get to the Super Bowl, you got to make that play.
Kelce catches that ball. You know what I mean?
That's the difference.
Like
when
you have a guy and you're making the comparisons and you're trying to get over this historical hurdle, you've got to make plays like that to clear it.
Difficult play. Makeable play.
Yeah.
And you got to make it if you're going to have those moments. And I mean, Spags has the corner blitz going. And I mean, there was it was incredible that he got the ball out, quite frankly. But that was a catchable pass.
It definitely was. What about the most overlooked guy of this dynasty, I think, is Steve Spagnuolo. Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator.
Right.
Because he's a guy that we seldom talk about as the next head coach anywhere. He maybe has had a couple other bites at the apple in interviews. But when you talk about their greatness, it's always Mahomes, Kelce, Andy Reid. Who do you put first? That defense has come around in a way this year.
Carried him this year.
It's carried him. And he has been very understated and underrated in that role. And now I wonder if he will get some of his due in the buildup to the game, because without that blitz on fourth down, without certain things that happen along the way, the Chiefs aren't where they are.
I'll tell you what. He's a hell of a coach, and he's just probably not a head coach. He's been a head coach, and it hasn't worked out for him. But I wouldn't think that there's anything wrong with being unable to kind of manage to keep getting head coaching jobs. He's done a great job. I mean, a fantastic job.
I think it's going to be hard for him now. I mean, just based on his age.
No, it's not going to happen now. But
and now he's probably look. I was stunned. Okay. Every time I hear him talk, I am reminded just how he has maintained his Boston accent.
Right.
While living all these years in Kansas City and elsewhere. Right. He was interviewed after the game like, whoa, okay, that guy should be at Fenway Park or in Boston talking about the Patriots dynasty or comparing it, because he's from Massachusetts and he's now been with the Chiefs since 2019, been part of every one of these last Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got to go down as one of the best assistant coaches ever in the NFL.
He's been huge because Andy lets him do everything. Andy is the offensive guy. We all know that. And Spags is the defensive guy and does an unbelievable job.
He also started with the Eagles, so that's a nice little sidelight to this Super Bowl. A lot of good little storylines. Saquon Barkley.
A lot of crossovers.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl is good for the league.
Who's Jason Kelce cheering for?
That's going to be, oh gosh, we're going to hear so much of him over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, I know.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Yeah. Couple of texters want us to give Matt Nagy his due. Okay. Matt Nagy's on the staff there. All right. He gets his due.
He's right there. He's front and center on the sideline. You see him all the time during timeouts. He's in Patrick Mahomes' ear. That's his role right now. And you do have to give him credit. This will be, you know, he fell upward.
Yeah.
I think you could make the argument, and this is interesting, and thanks for bringing that up, texters. Matt Nagy gets fired from the Bears, ends up as a Chiefs offensive coordinator. Could be a better job because he's won Super Bowls. Could be a better job than the one he had in Chicago. Matt Eberflus gets fired from the Bears.
Winds
he's now
Dallas.
The Dallas defensive coordinator. You could make the argument that's a better job in terms of pressure, compensation. He's getting paid by two people now. These guys are falling upward.
Does he take the Giant E with him to Dallas?
I don't know.
They made it there, right? He had that when he was an assistant in Dallas.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe he goes, does he go back to the same house?
I don't know.
Did he ever sell the house?